The recent escalation has its own reasons or roots. Although the military component, which is composed of the regular military and the rapid support force, they have one unified objective, that is ruling the country through the military coup. That is the control of the army. They are also in agreement about the issue regarding that they will establish a civilian-led government, provided it would be a weak government. It would be like a false facade for civilian-led authority, not very genuine, that the military would have the upper hand. This is why they agree that they have common interest ruling the country the way they are doing. Differences started to appear when the proposal of the merging of these two components started in the workshop of the security sector workshop, if you remember.
Yes.
So the plan was that Rapid Support Force would be merged into the National Regular Army. And this is what Hemeti, the commander of this Rapid Support Force, has his fears and reservations if he is under the, if the Rapid Support Force now becomes part of the National Regular Force, that means impliedly he will lose his grip on his financial institutions, which are very independent at this moment. All these institutions will become the property of the National Regular Forces. Another difference is that when he has his fears also that when situation, this escalation continues, that means there is a possibility of confrontation. If there is a confrontation, he has fears that Burhan will benefit from the fact that the Egyptian government is supporting him. And then Hemeti sees a big threat about the presence of the Egyptian force in Marawi.
In Marawi. Yes.
Military force. Yes. So he took the initiative to go resolve this situation of the air base that is still under the control of the Egyptian army. That is the objective, that is the purpose. This is the obvious cause of this escalation of between the two factions.
Now, yesterday, representatives of the Troika countries, as well as the European Union and France and Germany, they expressed deep concern over the tensions in Sudan, and they called on a military and civilian actors in Sudan to step in and reduce the heightened tension and expedite the process of starting a transition to civilian and democratic government. What can civilians and pro-democracy opposition do? What role do they have to play, and what are you guys doing?
The concerns of the Troika and the European countries, the USA, are related to the fact that this escalation itself and the new situation is threatening the political process that is called the framework agreement.
The framework agreement.
This is now, yes, it's now, this is a real threat to that process. And actually, I can tell you now, this process has practically been very much affected by these recent developments between the military and the Rapid Support Force. The military and the FFC have no legitimacy. They are not credible to talk about issues that you have seen when they established these five workshops. So our only way is that the military should transfer power to a civilian-led authority. That is the way out.